I'd like to welcome you on this seventh day of August to Gates Presbyterian Church. The book of John tells us that I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. We come here in sorrow, seeking comfort in those words. We come here in hope, wanting to believe those words. And we come here in trust that Marge now knows those words to be true. I invite you into this time of remembrance. This is a time to honor the life of Marjorie Ruth Hubbard with our prayers, our reflections, stories, our laughter and tears, and most especially our love. Let us Eternal Lord, confident that you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Be with us now as we give thanks for the light of love that you gave us in Marge. For the joy she gave all of us who knew her, for the memories that will abide with us, and for the assurance that she lives forever in the joy and peace of your presence. Guide us through this time with the light of your love and the strength of your compassion. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now if you would stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. Sing praises to the Lord. For the Lord our God has healed us and restored us. The Lord has turned our sorrow into dancing. Sing to the Lord without end. Please join with me in hymn number 611 in the purple hymnals in your pews as we sing, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. first scripture reading this morning comes from the Psalms. Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is king over all the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. And our gospel readings for this morning come from Luke and from John. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her." And in another small village, Jesus arrived and found his friend Lazarus, who had already been in the tomb for 4 days. The town of Bethany, near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and to Mary to console them about their brother. And when Martha had heard Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. And Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But Jesus said, "No, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." These are the stories of two sisters, Mary and Martha. In the more familiar of the two, the Gospel of Luke writes of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. And one day he stops in a certain village where these two sisters live. Upon Jesus' arrival, Martha takes the initiative, welcoming Jesus into her home, and begins planning a party for him. There's nothing unusual about this. Showing hospitality, welcoming guests, feeding them well, these were important virtues in the culture. And Martha is doing her best to make sure Jesus feels at home. And while she is busily working away on the food, her sister Mary chooses to sit quietly at Jesus' feet like a student or a disciple would, and listens intently to what he is saying. It might seem like Jesus is praising Mary for being passive and silent, but that doesn't really square up with Jesus' view on women. celebrating those who are strong and faithful and expressive. Despite some interpretations of this story, Jesus isn't putting down Martha's ministry of hospitality either. In fact, the Gospel of John shares a different perspective on the sisters. Following the death of their brother Lazarus, it is Mary who stays home attending to the family and community grieving rituals. It's Martha who needs Jesus to listen, to learn from his teachings. You see, these two stories reveal the opportunities we all have to live our faith in love, in ways that are Martha-like, action, task-oriented, wanting to show our care for others. And at the same time, we can be Mary-like, allowing for quiet moments to grow in faith and learn from Jesus. This morning, we gather to celebrate the life of a woman who, like Mary, was strong, attentive. A woman like Martha, who was generous and hospitable. Marjorie Hubbard was blessed with the gift of welcoming those around her with her fun-loving spirit, her open heart, her kind words, and generous self. Marjorie did this by sharing her life with all those around her. Born on January 29, 1924, the middle child of the family on the farm, joining her older siblings, Stanley, Lynn, and Elsie, just moments before her twin brother, Merwin, and then later, Roland and Laverne. Marjorie would go on to attend Rochester Business Institute and spend many of her years in the workforce, eventually retiring from Kodak. By being in the company of others, like Mary did with Jesus, Marge's love of God was overwhelming, and she shared it with all those around her. With her first husband, Frank, they welcomed two children into their family, John and Diane. Now, being a wife and mother and dedicated employee, many of her days were Martha-like. Household chores, responsibilities, and demands working outside the home. Marjorie carried herself willfully and strong, recognizing that in the midst of it all, Jesus comes to us and speaks words of assurance and faith. Marge always took time to grow in her faith. She was an active member of this church for over 50 years. She was most affectionately known around here as the Scrubby Lady. I love how that she even sold them at family reunions. Mind you, she could have given them away, but she sold them, reminding the family that the proceeds went to support her church. She was an active member of our lunch bunch. She made all sorts of crafts and cookies for various dinners and fundraisers. May have been one of the recipients of her meringue or pastelis cookies, or you might have been lucky enough to have one of her prized over-the-hill dolls on your shelf at home. I don't need to tell you all, the Scrubbies were the best, and many of you, like me, may have stocked up on them when her health began to decline and she could no longer make them. But let me tell you, she made those Scrubbies like she did so many things in her life. Complete and utter joy. Diane told me about how picture after picture, and I know there were lots and lots of pictures, but she found those images of her mom laughing, enjoying life. For Marge, life was truly an adventure. In each chapter, she took up something new. Traveling with her family and friends, she spent time in Florida, road tripped close to And then in her 70s and 80s, because what else are you going to do in your 70s and 80s other than learn to play the organ? It really is too bad she didn't do that earlier in her life. I bet that organ music would have gone well with those little ditties that she wrote for her friends and colleagues for all the parties that she played. Anything to keep people laughing and having fun. Marge was a woman who had so much joy to share. And perhaps no one knew that better than her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. I know how much you all meant to her. Her pride and joy was sharing pictures of the 10 great-grandchildren. And while some of us are only lucky enough to have one great love of our life, Marge was surrounded throughout her life by people who loved her, including her husband Lloyd and Bill. Marge taught all of us, through the way she lived her life, how to show God's love by caring for others in ways that are generous, joy-filled, and full of may God's love continue to shine through us as we share in her stories and her love. And now let us stand and join together in singing hymn number 43 on Eagle's Wings. Thank you. unto God, creator and savior, giver and redeemer of life. We praise you that we are made in your image and reflect your truth and your life. We thank you for the life of your child, Marjorie Hubbard, for the love she received from you and showed among us, a love she shared with her family, her daughter Diane, and Bruce, and her son John. We also give thanks that Marge had the opportunity to share her love and create memories with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. While it can be difficult for us to focus on the light and life that you offer us when we are full of tears and sadness, comfort and assure us that you are here with us. Dear God, help us all to know the secret of the resurrection is how to move from tears to new life. Today and always, we praise your name for sharing Marge with us, for her love, her ability to trust you, and the example she provided for us. Spirit of life, our love and hope is in you, that though Marge's life has ended here on earth, we trust she is united with you in a place where there will never be an end to love. It is in your name we pray the prayer your Son taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us stand and sing of God's amazing grace. given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. And we now commend Marjorie Ruth Hubbard to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with God and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Now may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you.